Sam's on me.
Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Verses 32 through 34. And when you found, say amen.
Amen.
We're
where we find these words which are recorded. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactor, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Abba, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lot. Thank you. You may be seated. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lot. I want to use our topic this morning. God's plan for salvation involves the power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness. This message was scheduled to be preached a couple of weeks ago when I had a surprise visit from Reverend David Mathis. Many of you saw him on last Sunday. David came and shared with us, and I was grateful to see him all the way from Missouri. And we're grateful anytime family come down, we're grateful to see them. But God had laid upon my heart to preach about forgiveness several weeks ago, and I did not know why, but it is evident there are times in our life that God asks us to do things. We just need to be obedient to what God says. And so this message is applicable, which means it's current, it's present, and it's timely, because there are things that we need to understand, things that we need to go through in life in order to understand God's immaculate power to forgive. God's plan for salvation involves forgiveness. And God, who knows all things, filter in something that is called grace, his unmerited favor, and mercy as part of the power of forgiveness. This plan involved the power of God supernaturally overshadowing Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit, and she gave birth to a son, and they called his name Jesus. He has been called Emmanuel. And there are times also we see God working through men, and we see God working through our society through men so that we can have a relationship with him. It was by this power that we saw God manifested in flesh. Some religions don't ascribe to what Christianity ascribed to. But as believers, as Christians, which implies that we are Christ-like, it was by this power that we saw God manifested in flesh. And through this power, we saw divinity become humanity. Divinity, divine, godly, humanity, mankind. For he, Jesus, was totally man and totally God. And the world still can't figure out how God became a man. For there are many doubters, and today there are still those who doubt and who do not believe. But for the believer, we see and we understand, is there anything too hard for God? Now, the human body is a work of God. And man still doesn't understand all the elements of the body and how God did it. So Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, Father, forgive us our debt. This phrase is a request for God to forgive sin. Father, Forgive us our debt in the Lord's Prayer. And it tells us that sometimes we do things we shouldn't have done. Father, forgive our debt. And the debt here implies that mankind owes God something which you and I cannot pay. The word trespasses, and forgive us our trespasses, in the Lord's Prayer suggests that people or man have broken a rule or commitment and a wrong. Forgive us our debts. We forgive our debtors in the Lord's Prayer also suggests that forgiveness is a mutual concept and that we should ask God to forgive them using the same standard we use to forgive others. You'll catch that. We should ask God to forgive them using the same standard we use to forgive others. In the power of forgiveness, the historical text states, Jesus said, as he was on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, or they didn't even know what they were doing. There are times in our life we do things we don't know why we do. There are times that we are simply going along with the program going on, with the plan, and there are times that we get caught up in hype, and you know, you can get caught up in that stuff that we even see it now, and people do crazy stuff. And the enemy loves that because the enemy is designed to kill, steal, and to destroy. But when you get pumped up and hyped up, just like what we've been witnessing politically, people do crazy things. And we're witnessing that today. If we're not careful, the world is being hyped up by some stuff that caused division, strife, and animosity. The world is being hyped up by stuff that causes us division and separation. The world is being hyped up as stuff, and the enemy stepped back and he's laughing all the way down in hell. Well, he's really not there. He's right where we are. Because he ain't got to where God is going to put him yet. But his objective is to hype us up, get us in a frenzy that we don't even know right from wrong. Even when we see right, we call it wrong. That's the technological term that we're seeing today where people are doing so much in this New Age theology that's killing and driving America back into the Stone Age. My brothers and sisters, one of the things that we can understand is that when we think about what God is doing in this forgiveness plan, we see how God is moving us in a direction to look like Him. One of the things we see Jesus at this point, Jesus was asking for forgiveness for those who were sinning against Him. At a time when their action against Him seemed totally and completely unforgivable. Can you imagine people trying to kill you and you ask somebody to forgive them for trying to kill you? That ain't what we do. If anything, we fight back. But here was the Lord, divinity, who became humanity, asking the Father to forgive those who were about to kill Him. And one would say, how could you forgive somebody who's killing you? But Jesus did. He asked the Father, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Sometimes we just don't know why we're doing stuff. So Jesus understood his mission and his plan. But the ultimate plan was God saving man from himself. If we're not careful, whole society, man will destroy himself. God said in his word, if he did not come back, man would destroy himself. How close are we to destroying ourselves because of the differences that we have?